Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, verse 11. When you have that, say, I got it. We're going to read the last part of that verse. It said, as thou livest and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. You may be seated. Can you, let's read that together in unison, if you will. Come on, let's say it. Come on. As thou livest, Do you have it? Because some of y'all didn't read it. I don't know if you're just rebellious or you just don't do it when you feel like it. Let's try it again. What does it say? As thou livest. And as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. Look at somebody and say, I'm committed to death. Yeah, look at somebody else on the other side of the room and say, I'm committed to death. Find somebody way across the room who look like they need some deliverance, praise God. Look like maybe they need a touch from God. Just find somebody very quickly and say, this one thing I do know, I am committed. Amen, amen, amen. As I told you, the Spirit of God dealt with me about commitment. Dedication, being faithful, doing what we say we're going to do. And I want you to just give me a moment of your time so I can have this conversation with you and really walk you through this to make sure that you don't go through 2020 the same way you went through the first 6 months. It's very easy to come into the new year with a bunch of promises, a bunch of New Year's lies, resolutions of things that you say you're going to do and don't do what you say you're going to do. The truth of the matter is, keeping our word is a lost art. In the church, we say one thing and do another. We make commitments and say, I got your back. I'll cover you. I'm going to look out for you. Never going to hurt you. Never going to disappoint you. Pastor, if you need me to do this, whenever you call me, I'm there for you. Until the pastor calls you at 2 in the morning. Calls you at 5 when you just got your second realm of sleep. Then for some reason, the commitment and the dedication that we say we have all of a sudden leaves out of inconvenience. The truth of the matter is, I believe we're living at that time now because we're in a generation now where people don't value nothing. They have no value for nobody's time. And this is a very selfish, a very narcissistic, a very self-inflated generation where we only care about what we want when we want it. The truth of the matter is that I am good as long as you don't mess with my comforts. I'll do whatever you want me to do as long as I don't lose myself in the process. But Jesus said that if you're going to be one of my disciples, the first thing you got to do is deny yourself. Can't work for me. Can't live for me, can't follow me and want to do what you want to do. Not only did he say you got to deny yourself, but one time the other day, Jesus was having a conversation with the disciples. He said, if you're going to be my disciple, you got to even hate your mama. Quiet church in here. You got to hate your daddy. Got to hate your sister, your brother, your wife, even your own life. If you're willing to be a disciple for me, you can't be attached to nothing. If you're going to serve me, come on, let's be true. We have a lot of attachments of a lot of things that hold us back. Remember the other day, somebody came to Jesus and Jesus invited them to a party. And one man told Jesus that I just got married. And because I got married, I'm not going to be able to make it to the party. And then another man said, I just buried my father. Not going to be able to make it to the party. Another man said, I just purchased some property. Not going to be able to make it to the property. And the Bible says that Jesus, who invited them to the party, when they gave him all the excuses for why they couldn't come to the party, he got angry with them. Truth of the matter is, he told the one who daddy died, he said, let the dead bury the dead. Jesus did not care about your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. He didn't care nothing about that. When he calls you, he wants you to drop everything and follow him. That's where we are. The church is not in that place anymore. When they got saved, looked like back in the 50s and 40s and 60s and 70s, people were willing to leave everything for Jesus. They was willing to leave all. But now this 21st century salvation lets you get saved and hold on to your idols. Come on, Prophet Khan, and preach. You get saved, but you can hold on to your lifestyle. You can get saved and still do what you want to do. And the minute a preacher begins to challenge things in your life that you don't want challenged, the first thing you say is he's controlling. They too traditional. They too religious. I like my church because I can go to church on Sunday and be in the club on Saturday. Talk to me in here. I can go to church on Sunday. Come on, our musicians done got perverted. We got musicians who play for the world during the week and they want to come and play for God on Sunday. You can't come in here with unclean hands. Why y'all ain't talking back to me? Look at somebody say, do it right, do it right, do it right. He's a God that he's not going to compete with nobody. He's not competing with your mama. He's not competing with your education or your degree. I'm not competing with your husband. And when the hand of God is on your life and he called you to do something great, he'll move people out the way that gets in the way of what you are supposed to be doing for his life. Y'all better talk back to me. Tell somebody, don't bother me. Don't bother me. The call on my life is too great. That if God tell me to do something, you don't want to stand in between me and God because he'll move you. Now what we're living in, we're living in a time now where people want to do what they want to do. And they give God what he wants and they put God on the back burner. We'll serve him on Sunday morning. God, you can get a couple of hours out of me. Don't think I'm coming to Bible study. That's too much. I'm going to give my job 8 hours a day, but won't even give you 1 hour of prayer. Could not you wait with me but for 1 hour? Coming here and you shout and you dance and you scream. But the truth of the matter is it's easy to shout because it doesn't require nothing. It's easy to come in here and dance and scream and holler. It doesn't require nothing of you. It doesn't require any change. That's not what it changed. That is not what it requires. And you remember this issue with Israel. You remember Israel. Israel was a people of God who loved God with every fiber of their being. So they said. But if you look at Jeremiah chapter 3, the Bible declares that he had a conversation with Israel and say, my problem with you is you played the harlot. You didn't just do it with one lover, but you played the harlot with many lovers. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Isn't that what happens a lot of time in our life? We play the harlot, not so much naturally, but spiritually. There are other things that get your time more than God does. Whether it be a man, whether it be a woman, whether it be your job, whether it be your education, your schooling, whatever it is. Sometimes it can be your children, it can be your wife, it could be your husband, whatever it is. These are things that seem to stand in the way between you and God. And God said, you played the harlot. And he said, because you played the harlot, Israel, this is Jeremiah 3. God said, I want a divorce from you. Hallelujah. Say, I don't want to be in covenant with nobody that don't just want all of me. Come on, talk to me. I don't want to give myself completely to somebody that don't want to give me all of them. I'm tired of competing with things and people and nouns in your life. Why won't you give me your everything? Shake somebody and say, he wants all of you. He wants all of you. Come on, you got to find somebody here and say, he wants all of you. I told y'all, you got to stop playing games. Too much mixture in the church. When you was in the world, you didn't even want your drink mixed. You liked it straight. Talk to me in here. But then gonna come in God and act like you don't want to be straight. God won't all of you. I don't want that mask. I don't want that you that people see when they come to church. If you dirty, come to church dirty. If you're nasty, tell me you're nasty. I don't care how nasty you are. Give me your nasty self and let me clean you up. Want all of you. Tell somebody he wants all of you. Israel said, you played the harlot. That's what you did. You didn't just do it with one woman or two women. You had a whole bunch of lovers. So guess what? I don't want you. Sound like what he said to the church in Laodicea. He said, I know your works. He said, but to be honest with you, I don't like lukewarm people. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. He said, but if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out your mouth. Mama, what does God say? God says, when you're lukewarm, you make me sick. Don't come in here. Don't lift your hands if you're not going to lift your hands for real. Don't give me no half mask. Lift your hands. Don't come in here and clap and give me that old play clap when you used to be in the world dancing, didn't have no rhythm, still was dancing, looking ugly, still was dancing, clothes tight. Come on, talk to me in here. You gave the devil your all. Am I telling the truth in here? You don't go that if you're going to go to hell, don't go to hell in no rolls or in no hoopty. Go to hell all the way. But if you're gonna live for God, give God your everything. Giving God your everything don't mean you gotta be perfect. It just means give him all of your imperfections, give him all of your mess up to say, I'm coming to you just as I am. He said, I don't want you. He said, I don't want you. He said, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna divorce you. But then that old loving God, ain't he a loving God? I said, ain't he a loving God? He had a conversation with Israel and said, Israel, I don't want you. He said, but hold on, I changed my mind. He said, I love you too much to throw you away. He said, just tell me you're sorry. Just tell me you're sorry. Just promise you won't do it no more. I can't handle the heartbreak. Just tell me you're sorry and you can come on home. You can come on. Ain't you glad that he let you come home when you messed up? Come on. Come on. Have you ever messed up? Maybe I got a cute shirt. Maybe I got people that never messed up since you've been saved. Even when I messed up, he told me to come on home. That's where Israel is. That's where Israel is. That's where they are. They've had other gods. They and the reason they have other gods is because they're watching other people. They're looking what other folk are doing. Other folk are doing it. And you think that because they can do it, you can do it. Come on, talk to me in here. That's what's wrong with us. We think that because everybody else is doing it, that we can do it. But he said there got to be a difference between the clean and the unclean. Can't do what everybody do. We can't live like everybody. We can't do what everybody do. KCC, I know you may not like it, but God ain't called us to be like every other church. I'm sorry. I know you think you can bring all your mess in here. You can't bring that in here. You got to get yourself together. I'm not telling you to be perfect, but you got to be honest. Talk to me here. I'm not telling you got to have everything right, but you got to be real. Until you get real, you ain't ready to be delivered. Come on, talk to me in here. Tell somebody, be real, be real, be real. Come on. Find somebody else. Say, be real, be real. Stop trying to put on a show when you come to church. Stop trying to act like you got it all together. We know you got problems. We saw you coming out the liquor store the other night. We saw you. We saw you places that you shouldn't have been. Don't act like that. That's what they are. They're a rebellious nation because they're looking at other gods. Not only because of that, they're looking at other gods. And because they're looking at other gods, remember, they wanted a king like the other nations. God loved them, gave them a king. Gave them a king by the name of Saul. But the king that they wanted was not the king that God chose. And how many people know when you don't wait on God, he'll give you what you want? Hallelujah. I said, when you don't wait on God, he'll give you what you want to teach you to wait on what you need. Come on, talk back to me in here. There's a lot of things. Come on, anybody be honest in here and say, it's a lot of things I wish I would have waited on God. Amen. Wouldn't be in the mess I was in now had I heard the Holy Ghost. Come on, talk to me in here. Y'all ain't gonna be honest in here. Got tied up and connected in situations that you wouldn't have got tied up in had you just waited on God. The timing of God is never late. It's always perfect. Look at somebody and say, wait on him. Wait on him. Wait. Come on, find you another neighbor and say, wait on him. Wait. Come on, find somebody else. Say, wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him, baby. I don't care how good he looks. Wait on God. I don't care how wonderful she can twist. Wait on God. Glory to God. Don't care how good the sex is. Wait on God. Come on, I got to be honest because everybody ain't celibate. Talk to me in here. I said, wait, wait. Look. Wait, wait, baby, wait, wait. I said, tell somebody, wait, 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 wait. You better wait. Don't care how attractive it is. Everything that glitters ain't gold. Come on. All closed eyes ain't sleep, and all goodbyes ain't gone. Just because it look good don't mean it's gone. And I done been through too much, making too many decisions because it looked good and found out that it wasn't God. Shake somebody again. Say, wait on God. Come on, tell somebody else. Say, you better wait. You better wait. I said, you better wait on God, baby. I don't care how good he look. He can have a cross around his neck big enough for him to lay on. That don't mean nothing. He can have a collar, be a preacher, and still be full of the devil. The Bible say, marvel not, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The devil know how to shout. He know how to speak in tongues. Don't you be tricked because they dancing in church. They are dancing here and cuss you out when they get home. Come on, talk to me in here. They are preaching here and beat you up when they get home. God, I'm going to wait on you because if I wait on you, I ain't got to worry about looking for him at nighttime because I waited on God. Clap your hands if you're going to wait on God. I said, clap. Are y'all hard of hearing? I said, clap your hands. Tell somebody, wait on God. Wait on. Come on, I'm almost done. Tell somebody, wait on God. Wait on God. Come on, come on. Look at somebody again. Tell them, wait on God. Wait on God, baby. I'm not by myself because I have to be. I'm by myself because I'm waiting on God. I'm not desperate. I ain't hard up for no man. It's easy to get a man. I don't want any man. I want the God kind of man.
wait on God. I'm waiting on God. Tell somebody, I'm waiting on God. Ask me how I'm doing. My answer is, I'm waiting. Hey, how you feel today? I'm waiting. Hell, it's your commander. Because, baby, all the hell I done been through and all the stuff I done passed up, I know God got something for me. Hey, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel faith coming in this room. I need you to shake your neighbor. Shake him real. Come on, shake him, shake him. Shake him, shake him, shake. Come, come on, you ain't shook him. I said, shake him and say, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. That's, baby, I said, I'm waiting. That's what I'm doing. Baby, I'm waiting on God. I refuse to be a sanctified hoe. I'm waiting on God. I refuse to be a Pentecostal pimp. I'm waiting on God.
Maybe seated. They be seated. They didn't wait on God. They didn't wait on God. Start being like other nations. God gave them Saul. When they got Saul, Saul was tough. Saul was strenuous. Amen. Saul was a disobedient leader. And as a result of what Saul did, God raises up a man. You know who God raises up? God raises up somebody to replace him. I come to prophesy to somebody and say, you might have messed up the first time, but he about to send you a replacement. Know who that is? I don't know who that was for. The house you in ain't the house you're supposed to be in. That's just really a temporary house. But the Holy Ghost said you need to shout for the replacement. Hey, hey, hey. I don't know who that. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, not yet, not yet. I just felt something. I said, the car you driving, that ain't the car, but you need to shout because there's a replacement on the man. I'm about to give you a replacement. I know you got the wrong thing the first time, but I need 30 people that'll shout for the replacement.
God raised up
a replacement. Tell somebody, God will replace you. I said, God will replace you. I know you think you're talented, but God will replace you. I have those conversations. I don't mean that arrogantly, but I tell people, don't know one monkey stop, no show. Amen. KCC, we're grateful for every musician. We're grateful for every singer. We're grateful for every preacher, every pastor. But don't know one monkey stop, no show. If you leave tomorrow, God will replace you. Come on, not just y'all. I'm talking about Prophet Karn. If I don't keep my act together, God will replace me. I don't have no copyright on what God can do. I had a conversation with the musician the other day, and I said, I don't know who I was talking to. Where was I at? Yeah. I was at Sister People's house. And I said, you know what? I said, I feel this, and I really feel this strong. I said, I got to keep my hand clean. Got to keep my heart pure. I told him that, sitting there at the table with Pastor Brian. I said, listen, I'm telling you, God about to do something in KCC in the city of Jacksonville. There's something God gonna do special in this church. He gonna do something special in this house. But he told me I gotta keep my hand clean and my heart pure. And let me tell you something, if I don't, it ain't that the promise for KCC is gonna be broken, but gotta find a replacement. I don't want God to replace me. Anything God got for me, I don't have nobody. Shake your neighbor, say, I want everything God has for me. I don't want nobody else to reap the benefits of my suffering because of my disobedience, my perversion, and my rebellion. God created me a clique. Oh,
Give me a clean heart. I don't want to be replaced. Look at somebody say, I don't want to be replaced. Come on, I wish I had a church in here that would be honest in here and say, I don't want to be replaced. I don't want to find somebody else in the spot that I'm supposed to be in. I don't want to find somebody else singing and living in my promise because I wanted to do my own thing. You know, I'm very hard on my family, extremely hard on my niece. You know, I makes her cry. She gets upset with me. She think I'm tough on her. But you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And sometimes when you're on the outside looking in, it may look like Uncle Brian is tough. It may look like I'm unfair. But I see something that you cannot see. And because I see what you can't see, I see that you got something on you that can shake a nation. But I also see that if you don't live the right life, somebody's going to get your portion. And they will not get your portion on my watch. Hey, I feel something creeping in here. I need you to shake, shake, shake somebody. Shake somebody. Come on, shake somebody. Say, not on my watch. Not on my watch. Tell them I'm going to make sure you get what's yours. Turn my mic up in the house just a little bit. I'm going to make sure you get. I said, turn my mic up in the house just a little bit. I'm going to make sure you get what's yours. If I got to pray all night. If I got to fast all night. If I got to consecrate all night. Whatever's mine, I want it.
Maybe seated. Maybe seated. They disobey. They disobey.
Handle of baby Osea. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands and shout glory. Hallelujah. Shout glory another time. So here it is. You look at the text. You see the text here. They disobeyed and God has raised up another man by the name of David. Oh, David. Don't you love David? I told you, David is a man that got the favor of God on his life. He's a man after God's own heart. The only reason God is using David is because of Saul's disobedience. Saul came from the tribe of Benjamin. You know who Benjamin was. Benjamin was the son of Rachel. You remember Benjamin. He's the baby child. He's the child of entitlement. He's the arrogant child. Yeah, that's who Benjamin was. Benjamin, because he's the baby child, he's entitled, he's arrogant. Don't know how to treat nobody. Always think he deserves. Be careful of the spirit of entitlement. Don't nobody owe you nothing. Don't nobody have to do nothing for you. Come on, somebody shout Benjamin, Benjamin. That's where Saul came from. Saul came from the tribe of Benjamin. But I told you, when God got ready to pick another king, he didn't go to the tribe of Benjamin, because the tribe of Benjamin is arrogant and proud. He said, this time I'm going to find me somebody else. I'm not going to the tribe of Benjamin, but take me to the tribe of Judah. Why are you going to Judah? I can't trust Benjamin because he's arrogant, but I can always trust a worshiper. Look at somebody, say, I'm a worshiper. I'm a worshiper. They're trying to get somebody's attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I can always trust a worshiper. Come on. I can always trust a worshiper. Now look at somebody, say, Judah, 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 Judah. Ask them, say, what tribe are you from? What tribe? Come on, ask them, what tribe you from? What tribe? See what they say. Look at them. I want you to look at them all service. If the person you look at, if they haven't rocked side to side since church started, they're not from the tribe of Benjamin, Judah. If you ain't seen them dance, if you ain't seen them shout, if you ain't seen them holler, they're not from the tribe. Judah's a praiser. Judah will praise them in Walmart. Judah will praise them in the grocery store. Judah will praise them at Harvest and Wendy. Where are my Judahites in here? Clap your hands if you come from the tribe.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jax in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m., and Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. at 2104 North Main Street, Jacksonville, Florida, or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information on our services, text the word Kingdom City, which is all one word, to the number 22828. That's Kingdom City to 22828. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjax.org, or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.